outside the border of Fell Forest and grimaced as the aura of corruption washed over him. It had thinned out a bit since his last visit with Lyra. Closing the hell portals that had powered the Dome of Corruption and closing Villapan City no doubt helped. Nevertheless, the place still turned his stomach. Speaking of places that turned his stomach, he spun around for one last look at the Five Kingdoms. He had few good memories of his time here, but Danny liked to think he'd left the people better off than when he'd arrived. With a shake of his head, he turned back and strode down the western trade road, eager to put both the land and his time as its hero behind him. The fall weather already held a chill, but the shadows of Fell Forest made it feel even colder. He pulled his cloak tighter around him. He could use his magic to heat the air, but it wasn't that cold yet. Besides, a fair chunk of the chill was in his head rather than the atmosphere. Corruption had that effect. Once he finished the 3-day journey through the forest, it should get better. Should being the operative word. Hour after hour, he hiked through the dappled shadows. No matter how high the sun rose, it never got any brighter. He was going to have 3 days of twilight. Luckily for Danny, he'd never been afraid of the dark. He didn't bother stopping for lunch, and eventually it began to grow properly dark. He'd have to make camp soon. As if summoned by the thought, a faint whiff of wood smoke tickled his nose. He paused, listening. The forest was silent as always. Monsters and demons had no use for a campfire. That meant a person had built it. Who the hell would risk traveling through Fell Forest so soon after the Demon King's defeat? Danny smiled. Other than him, of course. His hand went to his sword hilt and he crept forward. Through the trees, a flickering orange glow appeared. Danny crouched, moving silently toward the light. He spotted the source a moment later. A small campfire, a lone figure huddled next to it. He scanned the surrounding shadows with both his mundane and magical senses and found nothing. Any enemies in the vicinity would have noticed the smoke from miles away, which meant the area was secure, for the moment at least. Danny rose and approached, keeping his hands well away from his sword. 10 strides out, it became clear the mystery camper was a woman. She sat, arms wrapped around her knees, staring into the flames. If she heard his approach, she gave no sign. Not wanting to frighten the woman, Danny stopped and said, "Good evening." The woman's head jerked up, eyes wide as she stared at him. Danny held his hands out to the side to show he meant no harm. "I caught a whiff of your fire and thought I'd see who else was crazy enough to be traveling through Fell Forest." The woman watched with seeming indifference. She should have been tense, ready to run, but after her initial reaction, he saw nothing but dull lifelessness in her. He waited for a response, but after a minute it became clear he wasn't going to get one. "Would it be okay if I approached? I don't want to intrude, but when you're traveling alone, it can be nice to have some company by the fire." Finally, she gave a nearly imperceptible nod. Danny moved closer to the warmth and light. "I'm Ronan, a traveling adventurer." She was staring at him more intently now, a hint of life in her eyes.
"My name is Lys. You saved my life."
Danny frowned. He saved a lot of people during his time in the Five Kingdoms. He had no memory of this woman in particular. "Forgive me, but I don't remember you."
"I'm not surprised. It's not like we spoke. I was part of a larger group being marched through Fort by a gang of demons. You and another adventurer, a woman, set us free."
"I remember now," Danny said. "We were on our way to Fort City on a job. I'm glad you all made it to safety."
The very smallest hint of a smile tugged at her weary face. "I should be saying that to you. We all thought you'd never come back from that horrible place. As soon as we reached the village you mentioned, we offered prayers to Adonail for your safe return. It seems the Archangel heard us."
He had serious doubts about that, but appreciated the sentiment too much to say so. "Thanks. Mind if I sit?" Lys shrugged and gestured at a spot across from her. Danny slipped off his pack, pulled his sword out of its baldric and settled beside the fire. "Don't know about you, but I've been walking